drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Again, in the Greek, it means be being filled with the Spirit. It's an ongoing, you know, filling. If you're thinking, well, I want to forget my troubles by getting drunk, that's a cheap substitute. You want your troubles to be taken care of the right way, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and He will give you strength and encouragement to get through whatever you're facing. So don't be drunk with wine. Don't get high, loaded, whatever you want to put in there. It's wastefulness. Dissipation means wastefulness, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. And then ladies, read the rest. Men, read the husbands, read the rest, and you'll have a great marriage. Amen. We don't have time for all that, but it boils down to when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can be the husband God wants you to be. You can be the wife God wants you to be. You can be the neighbor, the friend, the Christian that God wants you to be. If you're walking in your flesh rather than in the Spirit, which we can still do because I'm still in a body of flesh, it's very easy for me to say, God's word says this, but I want to do this instead. And I think we've all done it. That's when you find yourself in a hot water and a lot of trouble, and then you make messes, and then you got to get like a little child. Lord, it's to come and change your diaper, so to speak. So let's pray on that happy note. Father, we thank you that whatever you call us to do, whatever you've called us to be, we can be that person. We can be that Christian in your strength. Lord, so often it's just us denying ourselves and taking up our cross daily and just allowing your Spirit to work in us so we can follow you the way you lead us and guide us. Lord, we thank you for all the examples we see, even in our body here. There's so many wonderful men and women of God, Christians who are in Christ that love you, that are serving you, that are just being light and salt in this world around us. And Lord, we know none of us are perfect. We have a perfect standing in your presence because of what Christ has done for us. We are accepted in the Beloved. But Lord, we know in this ongoing sanctification process, we are far from perfect. So may we love our brothers and sisters, even as you love them. May we not come against them and put them down when they're hurting or struggling. But may we come alongside and give a word of encouragement and exhortation. May we do what we can to help lift them up, whatever they're struggling with, instead of kicking them while they're down. Lord, as we've seen so clearly in your word, and as John will continue to show us in this amazing letter, we can't be going around hating anyone around us for truly walking in the Spirit. Because the fruit of the Spirit is not hate, but love, joy, and peace. The works of the flesh, as Paul describes those in Galatians 5, is anger and animosity and hatred and so many things that are in darkness. So Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to refresh us, refill us, strengthen us, Lord, so that we can live the kind of life that brings glory and honor to you. And Lord, I look forward to tonight when we get together just to have a meal, to fellowship with one another, and then to come in here and to be able to praise you and thank you and give you all the glory. And Lord, we just pray that you'd be delighted in your people, and that you would be blessed and glorified in our midst. And so, Father, as we close out this message, this service, may we lift our voices to you and thank you once again for loving us. And you who began this good work in us, you're faithful to complete it till the day of Jesus Christ. So in this ongoing process of you molding us and shaping us, Lord, may we humble ourselves before you and allow your Spirit to continually work in us and through us for your glory And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.